Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Hi, this is Dr. Cupertino speaking to you from the Hour of Power, the Hour for Power show. And don't we need power today in our lives? Good morning. Before we get started, let's say a word of prayer. Let's hear a word of prayer. Let's beg God to hear us. Because as a people on planet Earth, we are in trouble. We are in big trouble, whether we believe it or not or know it or not. God in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you, Father, knowing that you're God above all gods and that you are our Creator God. We need you today. We've always needed you, whether we recognized you or not. But right now, looking out over the earth's horizon, we know we are in trouble. You know why we're in trouble? Because we've left off from you. We followed the creature rather than the creator. And look at us. We're in a big mess. Only have 70 or 80 years if we're special mightiness, like the lady that died this past week at 116. Many of us are not going to make it. We don't need to make it outside the will of God, outside of your will. Bless us real good, because without you, we are nothing. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to hear more about you. The days may come when they challenge that. But like my dad used to say, while it is still day, say it and tell it like it is. So here we are. In that name, Jesus, we come to you. Amen. Again, good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Are you ready to face the creator of the universe? You know, God's adversaries has plunged our world into a living hell. They are continuing to deny the power of a living God in favor of fame and fortune, while not sharing that their own lives are also a living hell on earth. No matter how high they jump, no matter how many moves of the turntable sharing their music, they are also living a life, lives of living hell. They'd have to, they're flesh and blood. We see their failures of the worst kind, and of course, imitators of Satan. You said all those that are not on the side of your son are on the side of Satan. These people are failures of the worst kind and imitators of Satan. Strip them of money and makeup, and what do you have? What do you have? What in the world do you have? Be fooled no longer, my people. There's a heavy price, and you know this, waiting to be paid by the spiritually broke that cannot be paid except by a person coming to know the living creator for who he is and what he is, who says, I will be vindicated in the earth. I don't care who signs any laws into the world at large. I don't care who sits in a black robe and says, this is the way things have to go. If it's against God, God said, I'm going to be vindicated in the earth. He says, none shall check my hand, nor have my glory. Anyone trying to stand in for God over creation, he said, none of them will be able to check his hand. Hear how you can help vindicate God while you can. And before sudden destruction knocks on your door outside of the will of God. Hi, my people. Listen, most people are not ready to face God. They're not ready to face their creator. Why? Because their works are in opposition to God. People are running around saying God is dead. There's so much crime and mayhem is going on. Well, where is he if he's a living God? Why isn't he stopping this? Where is he? Where has he been? Many are running around denying the power of God. And in doing so, they are plunging our world into a living hell. What is a living hell? A place or an environment where there's no peace. That's a living hell. Where there's no shred of peace. If you look to your right, to your left, you have no peace. And people are peace breakers and who continue to live outside the will of God. They hate God. They don't want to hear about God. They don't want to hear from God. They don't want to acknowledge God. They don't want to do anything God says. They don't want to do anything that the Bible says is a guide. These are the ones that are plunging our world into a living hell. People all over the world are saying, what in the world is going on in America? What are those people doing? People have said, oh, they said America is the great Satan. Well, what is going on? We are a people continuing to deny the power of a living God. And I already know sooner or later they might take this show off the air. Because when you speak truth, that's what you face. You have people right now on this earth who are running around for fame, power, fortune. And they're not telling you they're filled with cancer. They are not telling you while they come on the stage with a microphone that they got 6 weeks to live. They're not telling you that. Let me tell you something. To keep your body going 24 hours, you talk about a drug addict. Somebody living off of drugs, Oxycontin or whatever those dangerous Percocet, dangerous drugs are. Yes, you'd have to be filled with drugs, a drug addict, filled with something to continue to deny God and live your life turning people away from God. These people are the worst kind of failure. And you've got to know if they're not doing the will of God, Satan has them. It's just no if and ands. Satan said he's going to rule this earth, he's going to ruin it. These people are the worst failures of the worst kind. While they're going around giving us the appearance that their lives are okay, they're living in big homes, they're okay. Many of them are existing by drug addiction, alcohol addiction, you name it. Any way that they can show up and show out in front of humanity that they are somebody. My God, these people have plunged that world into living hell, showing their behind, showing the front of their behind, turning young women away from a chance to live a righteous life by their activities. And you know how they're doing it? Entertainment. I hate to say this. This entertainment world has just plunged this world into a living hell. And most of you know what I'm talking about. If you see candy on TV, there's a music jingle behind it, trying to sell it. Burgers, there's someone sexy with a head held back eating a burger. What are you guys doing? What are you people doing? And then most of all, why are you doing it? Yes, you might have fame and power. How long you got to live with that? Your money can't tell cancer to behave. Look at all the actors and actresses that are dead from cancer. The Bible says there's going to be a ride of four horsemen. And one of them was going to have disease, death, pestilence in his hand, under his control and in his domain. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know you are not going to last forever. Yes, you may go down in history. But let me tell you something. You won't go down in God's book. You can let people fool you and tell you what they want. But let me say this. There's an element of disease that is out here taking care of business. I tell people, stop talking about others. Disease is going to get anybody outside the will of God. Disease is going to get those inside the will of God. Either way you go, yes, you are facing a problem. But Jehovah God, the God of the universe, says that the forerunners of the apocalypse is going to spread disease, death, pestilence, and famine. We're all in this together. So why are you individually plunging this world into a living hell? Hair, fame, makeup. You know what? Take away the money and the makeup. What in the world do you have? You have a poor, pitiful skeleton, a frayed little child existing and living by artificial means. And they talk about, oh, well, you know, they're in the hospital, they're on life support. You on life support and don't know it. When your aim is to continue to plunge our world into living hell. You make yourself an adversary. Yes, Satan can give you whatever you want now. He's proven it. He tried to tempt Jesus, but Jesus was stronger than that. He was not a sniveling little idiot. Jesus told Satan to get thee behind me. He didn't want what he had because he knew it would come at a price. Yes, someone says, oh, they got $1 billion together. Oh, they got this, they got that. Well, you don't have God's favor. Well, yes, you know, God's forgiven God. Yes, while it is still day. But he's going to hold you and anyone else accountable for helping and assisting to plunge our world into a living hell. You have children looking on. What do you care? You can add one cubic to your life in or outside the will of God. So what is your purpose? What is it? To be used by God to continue to plunge our world into a living hell. Look at it. Look at it. All of our activities, all of our money, all of our strivings and strivings cannot add one cubic to our life. Yes, you might eat good food. Yes, you might be able to go to Monaco or whatever you want to. Yes, you might be able to take to the golden shores in your ship, in your yacht, whatever. Yes, you might be able to eat better than most of us. Let me tell you something. A coffin is waiting for you. A coffin is waiting for you. And like history has shown, no matter how much money and wealth these people amass, when they die, they're scattered to hound dogs they did not like, never spoke to, and hated. What are you doing? You are plunging our world into a living hell. You better get ready to face the Creator. You know how many people are going to face the Creator? Through disease. They're going to face him through famine. They're going to face him through their kingdoms coming down. Our kingdom outside the word and will of God in a living hell and about to fall. Any country, city, nation, state against God is ready to fall. They've already fallen. Look around. Starvation. Look around. Disease. Look around, premature death. Look around, warmongers. Look around, the economy in trouble. Look around, enemies on every side. Don't think that any nation that has turned their back on God is going to escape his judgment. Each time in history has shown that God's people are those that have lied and said that nation or country was built on the principle of God, have turned their back on God. God has made them a laughing stock. He's brought famine. He's brought disease. He's brought man-made and unnatural catastrophes against them. Look at what is going on. Look at us, skinned and thrown about. But let me tell you something. There's a heavy price waiting to be paid by those that are turning away from God, those that have turned away from God, and those that are turning others away from God by their lies and by living outside of the will of God. There's no escape. There's diseases right now with no cure. No matter what they do, and no matter how much money they have, they cannot escape the God of cancer, cannot escape the God of sugar diabetes, cannot escape the God of drug addiction. How can you be famous when 2/3 of your nation is drug addicts? Drug addicts, alcoholics, whoremongers, destroyers, destructionists. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. Can't walk out of their home day or night without the possibility and the fear of death. Money can't buy that away. $10,000 jackets that you put on our backs, that you wear on your back, cannot alleviate what God has in store. God is talking now. He's talking through earthquake. He's talking through fire. He's talking through flood. Most of all, he's talking through disease. He's talking through disease. And the ones causing the mayhem, what do you think they're going to look like 30, 40 years from now? We're in trouble. We have been in trouble trying to move about outside of the will of God. We're in trouble, and we're fooling no one. Our enemies know we're not fooling anyone. Yes, you might be eating good today, but your food laced with disease, poison. Us You might be walking good. You might be driving good. You might be wearing good clothes. But let me tell you something. If you have put yourself on the outside of the will of God and outside of the reach of God, you are in trouble. You are nothing. You are despicable. You are nothing. I am nothing. You are nothing outside of the will of God. Where's all the wise ones? Look at what is going on right now. Where's all of those with all the so-called fame and power? What do they have? They're breathing the same air. Time to get real. It's time to get ready to face the creator of the universe. It's time to stop the madness. But let me tell you something. It's not going to stop. Because God said his son is coming again, and his son is going to bring about the peace many of us yearn for. This world is going to get worse than what it is. Because you have some demonic people out there that is hell-bent on destroying God. They don't love God. They hate God. They don't want to hear about God. They don't want to know about God. God is nothing. Give me a penis and a vagina. That's enough for me. Give me some alcohol, a death-defying drug. That's enough for me. Deaden my senses with demonic-inspired music. That's enough for me. We are in trouble. We can laugh, skin, and grin now. But we better get ready to meet the creator of the universe. If you're not ready, no problem. God says, I'm sending my wrecking crew. We don't see them right now moving about us. But we feel the presence of evil because evil beget evil. Who do you think our adversaries are coming for first? We might let certain things go by. We might turn a blind eye. But let me tell you something. The cankerworm won't even come near God's adversary in that day. Are you ready to face the creator of the universe? If you are, number one, you need to let go of your dead work. You have destroyed every vestige of what people hold in their heart and in their soul as being right and a right way to life and living. You need to get real with God and stop lying. But you know what? Many are not. Because they're showing by their actions that they hate God. They don't want to know anything about God. They don't want to hear anything about it. They want to live their life as they're living it. What are you doing and why? Can't take one dime in your coffin. And if you're lucky, you just might get cremated. I said, if you're lucky. Can't take none of it with you. Already sick and dying. Already got a death sentence. Already look horrible. Skin dry, dead, hanging off your bones. Hiding underneath expensive clothes. Come on. Haven't you done enough to turn people away from God? And don't think because someone is in power that they have the last word. God is going to have the last word. God is going to, he's speaking now, but you haven't seen anything yet. There's a tribulation coming, one like this planet has never seen before, nor will ever see again. God has promised a great tribulation. You talk about howling in the streets. You talk about people throwing their money in the street. All of you up there on your high horse, if you have a day left in your body of life, you need to get ready to face God. You look around at hunger and the issues that's facing mankind. Yes, if you had millions of dollars, that would not be the solution because God says you're going to have the poor with you always. But openly and blatantly, putting your tail up into the face and nostril of God, you're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for it. You might be pretty today, but so is Cleopatra. You might be pretty today with all that makeup on, with so was Nefertiti. All them dead, lying in the dust. You hardly hear anything about them unless a movie is made. You better get ready to meet Jamaica. You think you're something now. You're surely something in God's eyes because he got your number. He got your number. The Bible says every hair, everyone's head is numbered by God. You think you're making a fool out of God? I tell you what. Remember Masada. They were pushed all the way up to the hilltop where they were surrounded and died, starvation, disease. Don't think you are above God because you're worth $1 billion. Don't think you're above God because you're worth a few $100 million. You are not. Because there's a small voice crying in the wilderness saying, seek ye God while he might be found. Seek ye him while there's an acceptable year. You're not on your deathbed yet. You're close. You are not strapped to an electric chair. You might be close. You need to get ready to face the creator of the universe. Because outside of the will of God, we are all dead men. And so are you for living a life of spiritual and emotional violence. When you turn away from God and turn others away from God, that is the shape that we are in. How can you help vindicate God? Well, you can turn your life around. Tell those that are going around destroying the very vestige of God in their heart that you want nothing to do with them. You've made all the money. What is your problem? You can eat what you want, live where you want, go where you want. What is your problem? What is your problem? Satan's end has already been prophesied, and those that follow him. Yes, you might be looking good, living good now, but you need to get ready to face the creator of the universe, because he that is cometh is standing at the door. God bless you. I'll look to hear from you next week on the Hour for Power, the Dr. Cupertino Show.